by transcription.
Friends, be sure to stay tuned until the end of the program when my friend Irma will bring you news of her offer to be your secretary.
Would you like an idea of her mentality? Well, she thinks a matador is something you wipe your feet on before you go into a house. Seriously, the other night we were playing charades, acting out the names of famous plays, and soon it was Irma's turn. She grabbed a carving knife, ran it through a box of ends. So I said, Irma, what's the name of that play? And Irma said, Get In!
Yes, Irma knows her plays all right. But here's something you should know. That N stops triple O. Yes, N, E-N-N-D-S, the really effective chlorophyll tablets, stop odors of body, stop odors of breath, stop odor of sense, stop all three. Keep you fresh as a daisy all day, all over. It's amazing. But one or two tiny N tablets are all you need to stop triple O. And now, ENDS, America's most popular chlorophyll tablets, are proud to present your favorite comedy show, created by Cy Howard, and starring Marie Wilson as Irma, and Kathy Lewis as Jane, in
My Friend Irma. Gosh, you sleep, honey?
No, not yet. Oh, Jane, did you have a good time with Richard tonight?
Did I have a good time, sweetie? It was just divine. Look, look at what he gave me.
Oh, what a beautiful brooch. Jane, do you think you should accept it?
Why not? It's from my boyfriend, not my congressman. Look here, look what he wrote on the little card. Look, a businessman knows few words of love. His mind is all figures and facts. Suffice to say, I'll cherish the day when I can write you off on my income tax.
Isn't that beautiful? It's almost as beautiful as the card on the gift Al gave me.
Al gave you a gift?
Yes. He just left. Look what he bought me.
A revolver? What does he want you to do? Shoot yourself so he can collect the insurance?
Oh, no, Jane, it's a cigarette lighter. You see, you press the trigger and it lights up.
Oh, it certainly looks like a real gun. What did he write on the card?
Oh, it's so tender. To my chicken. Press this trigger and you'll see flame and fire. Will you marry me so I can retire? Oh, he's such a lover.
Yeah, he is. A real arrow, will you lend me a fin? Come on, honey, let's get to sleep. It's almost midnight, huh?
All right, Jane. Do you think the brooch will be safe on the dresser?
Oh, yeah, I think so, Emma.
I'm sleeping with Al's gift under my pillow.
Lots of luck. See, I better call Hilda, tell her to bring the ledgers in tomorrow.
Well, I wouldn't disturb her now.
Why not?
Her phone is out of order.
How come? Irma, the wire is cut.
Oh, no. The cord on our electric iron is a little short, and I didn't think it would hurt if I borrowed just a little piece. I tied the two ends together.
Yeah, it's a lovely bowl. Come on, will you turn out the light?
Okay.
You set the clock?
Yeah, and I fixed the chimes. They weren't working right.
Good girl. Good night, honey.
Good night, Jane.
Irma, I thought you fixed the chimes.
I did.
Well, what do you know? It's 15 o'clock. Irma,
Irma, is that you walking around?
No, is it you?
No.
Then it must be somebody else. Let's go to sleep.
Irma, I hear somebody.
Well, maybe it's the cat.
A cat doesn't make that much noise.
Maybe he's carrying a heavy mouth.
Irma, I see a flashlight. And don't tell me the mouse got away and the cat's looking for it.
Oh, Jane. Well, what do we do?
Hand me the phone. Hand me the phone. I'll call the police.
The phone is out of order.
Oh. Well, reach under your pillow and get me that cigarette lighter that looks like a gun. Go on.
I can ring it.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear it.
Put on the lights.
Wait a minute, I look a mess.
Irma, you're not going to dance with him. Put on the light.
All right, here goes.
Stand where you are.
Huh?
If you move, I'll shoot.
All right, lady. Don't shoot.
Irma, come over here. You keep him covered with this gun. I'll run down to Mrs. O'Reilly's. I'll call the police.
All right.
You may sit down, sir, but don't move.
Thanks, lady.
My name's Irma Peterson. What's yours?
Harry.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Harry. Are you married?
Yeah.
Does your wife know you do this for a living?
She should. She's waiting for me downstairs in the car.
Well, what about your poor mother?
She's driving. My wife ain't got no license. Lady, please don't let your girlfriend turn me over to the police.
Don't you move her. I'll shoot you with this gun.
I will move. But please, I'll give you back this stuff. Just don't let the cops get me. But think of my kids.
Oh, you have children?
Yeah, three. Two is married and one went straight. Lady, do you mind if I smoke?
No, not at all. Well, what's the matter?
I ain't got no match.
Oh, well, here. Oh, no, you know.
Oh, I'm surprised. Make him believe that was a real gun. That ain't honest. So, I refuse to stay any longer. Goodbye.
Oh, but there's a man. Jane, oh, he went out the window.
There is your mother here. Yes, and the police are coming. Jane, I don't see any burglar.
Irma, where is he? Why are you looking out the window?
He got away.
But you had him covered with that pistol light.
I know, but I forgot it wasn't real and he wanted to smoke.
Oh, you idiot.
Where are you going, Jane?
Oh, gosh, I want to see if the brooch Richard gave me...
It's gone.
Irma, it's gone. Oh, gee, just gave it to me tonight.
Irma, you better go into the bedroom and ask her to forgive you.
All right.
Professor, we'll wait here and talk to the police.
All right, but I hope you don't mind if I don't look at you, Mrs. O'Reilly. You know, with that cold cream and that white nightcap you're wearing, you look like a bottle of frozen milk that has popped its top. No, please, you got to excuse me for laughing, but such things I've never seen before. Yeah, tell me, what are those antennas sticking out of your head?
Those are hair curlers.
And what is that small hammock around your neck?
That's a chin strap to keep from getting double chins.
And what are those white cotton gloves?
They keep my hands soft and girl-like.
And what is that junk around your eye?
That's anti-wrinkle cream.
Mrs. O'Reilly, wouldn't it be simpler to stay in your room all day and keep the door locked?
Now, look here, you.
Open up.
Who's the police?
I'm Mulligan of the robbery detail. Who are you?
Yeah, my name is Professor Kilpatrick.
I see. And this is your wife?
Only a man that's carrying a gun could get away with a remark. This is Mrs. O'Reilly, the landlady.
Excuse my appearance. I just got out of bed.
Oh, that's too bad. Auto accident?
Now, where have you got the burglar?
He got away.
Well, that's great. Let me talk to the girl who called in.
Doyle, come out. The man from the police is here.
Which one of you called in?
I did. My roommate here, Irma Peterson, had him covered with this pistol lighter, and then when he asked for a match, she gave him a light.
Pull yourself together, Janie.
You better do the same thing, Mrs. O'Reilly. Your hammock is swinging from one ear.
What's that?
I don't know whether it's 22 o'clock or Friday. Officer, do you think there's any chance of recovering that brooch? I can't tell you what it means to me, honest.
Well, we haven't got much to go on. Did you get a look at the guy?
Yes, and I think I could point him out if I saw his picture.
Well, you drop in tomorrow and look at our collection. Good night.
Go to bed, Jane, and try to get some sleep.
Oh, gosh, that beautiful brooch.
Oh, it may turn up. I remember when I was first married, I gave my husband a watch fob with my picture in it. And, of course, he lost it.
Mr. Riley, he didn't lose the fob. He threw it away because your picture was stopping his watch. Good night, girls. Come on, Miss Harris.
Well, come on, Irma. Let's get to bed. I want to be down at that police station early.
All right.
Wait a minute. Why are you putting fluid in that lighter now?
Well, in case another burglar comes in, I want to make sure the gun is loaded.
Against triple O. Yes, guard against triple O. Odor of breath, odor of body, odor of fence. If you've been using old-fashioned body deodorant, mouthwashes, toothpaste, or deodorant soap to avoid offending, now here's an easier, quicker, much more effective way to keep fresh as a daisy all over, all day long. Take M today. Take triple O away. Yes, one or two tiny ENDS chlorophyll tablets protect you against triple O, against all three odor offenses. No muss, no fuss. Stop triple O in minutes. Prove it with the famous ENDS test. Rub an onion slice on your hand. Now take an ENDS chlorophyll tablet, moisten, and rub it on the same spot. The odor's gone. That's how ENDS work, where odors begin inside your body to stop triple O. And remember, ENDS contain 100 milligrams, a fully effective dose of Daratol chlorophyll. Don't expect such lasting protection from cheaper chewing gum and candy substitutes, which contain so little chlorophyll. Take ENDS today. Chase triple O away. Insist on ENDS, called ENDS, because they end your worries about triple O. That's ENDS, ENDS chlorophyll tablet. Safe. Safe as any garden vegetable. Pleasant tasting. Trial size ends only 49 cents at drug counters everywhere. Larger sizes even more economical.
And remember, friends, stay tuned until the end of today's show to hear the latest news on my friend Irma's offer to be your secretary.
Good morning, Gardner. How is my pistol-packing mama?
Oh, Professor, I'm just going crazy waiting for Jane to come back from the police station. Will you help me open this window?
Sure. It's open.
I want to go outside and see if the burglar left any footprints on their fire escape.
I made rain last night.
I know, but if he was wearing rubber, his footprints would still be dry. I'll be right back.
Folks are coming, they're dancing tonight. Shrimp boats.
The shrimp boats outside. I can hear the fog horn.
Good morning, Professor.
Mrs. O'Reilly, how different you look from when I saw you last night. That chin strap you're wearing certainly was.
Got rid of any double chin, didn't it?
Yeah, no more double chin. Now you got a triple neck.
Hi.
Oh, Janie, and you look at the police station?
No, Mr. Lally. While I was there, I saw every type of criminal imaginable.
But there was no word about the brooch or the burglar?
No, none. I've been doing some thinking. I'd kind of like to talk to Irma alone.
She's on the fire escape. Come on, Professor, let's go for a walk in the park. I'd even let you hold me hand.
What is this holding hands business?
Well, you know, this is leap year.
Oh, yes, yes. But let me warn you, Mrs. O'Reilly, as fast as you can leap, I can sidestep.
Irma! Irma, will you come in here?
I'm coming, Jane.
Be careful, now. Don't fall. Sit down, Irma. I want to talk to you. Irma, I'm moving out of here.
Moving out? Why?
Look, I forgave you when you cut a hole in my new spring hat for the bird on top of it to duck inside in case it rains. And the letter you sent to President Truman asking him to make Labor Day follow Easter Sunday? Because the chickens have to lay so many eggs on Easter they deserve to have the next day off.
Spread sunshine.
Yeah, well, your sunshine is of the California variety. Now, Irma, I honestly just can't take it anymore. So if you don't mind, I've got some packing to do.
Oh, please, Jim, you can't leave me.
Well, I'm tired of trying to explain you to my friends. At least when you were in the wax, I had an excuse. I used to tell them you were shell-shocked.
I'll re-enlist.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't do this to my country. Go on, Irma, you're late. You better go to work. And when you come back, I'll kiss you goodbye.
Goodbye?
Stop that bawling and do your work, or do I have to come in there?
Oh,
God, you're crying,
Mr. Quiet. I'm so upset.
Now, let me tell you something, young lady.
What's the matter?
Look at you.
Oh, I put two heads in a typewriter. I must be wiping my face with carbon paper.
Well, wash it off. I'm in no mood for a minstrel show.
Mr. Clark, can I go home?
Home? You just got here. We've got work to do.
But Jane's moving out on me.
She is? Well, that's unfair. Why should she get a break like that and not me? Now, get that letter out.
I'll try. Mr. Clark. Do you know a burglar about 6'2" with brown eyes?
No. Why? You're thinking of dropping Al for something better?
No. A burglar came into our house last night and stole Jane's brooch.
What? But did you see the thief?
Well, yes. In fact, I had quite a long talk with him.
Oh, you did. Well, then they're sure to pick him up. He's probably still wandering around in the day. Now, come on, let's get back to work. Take a look. What is all this junk on your desk?
Well, these are the gifts Al gave me for the year. I'm going to pawn them so I can buy a new brooch for Jane. Then she won't move out.
These are gifts? Your boyfriend must have important connections. Who does he know with the street cleaning department?
I'm not going to have you say that. You don't know the hours of happiness these gifts represent. But I'd sell everything in the world. And I'm going to keep you from leaving me.
Don't worry, Miss Peterson. Everything will work out all right. And if you want to, dear, you can take the rest of the day off.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. You're a sweet man, and I hope you live forever.
Forever?
Yes, I forgot to pay the premium on your insurance.
Hiya, chicken. Where you been?
I just came from work.
Oh. Gee, I hate to see you hock all them beautiful things I gave you.
I'm worried. Are you sure they're all solid gold like you said?
Well, sure, chicken. Look what's printed on the back of them.
G-O-L-D-P-L-A-T-E-D.
Well, you see? That's better than gold. It's gold and platinum. let's go inside, chicken. My friend Benny owns this joint. Combination fence and hot shop.
Come on, Al. Let's get in this line.
Horse Max.
Me. How much did you need for this brooch?
Is it stolen goods?
How dare you? I opened the box of Cracker Jack, and there it was.
Yeah. Well, for the brooch, I can give you...
Pardon me, sir. Will you hurry it up? I have to...
Look, lady, I was here ahead of... Oh, holy mackerel.
Who else? That's the man who took Jane's brooch.
Jane's brooch?
Yes, Al, grab him.
Lady, remember my wife and three kids.
Yeah, well, don't worry. The way I'm going to break you up, there'll be a piece for each one.
Oh, Jane, I'm so glad you changed your mind about moving out on Emma. After all, you two girls are like a breath of spring to me. Warm, brightness, and sunshine.
I don't think that's a very nice thing to say. After all, I'm here.
My, how the weather has changed.